Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, hour number three is upon us. Myself, Rachel Keane, conservative mama with us. Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Ray Perkins joining us now. I mentioned Ray during the last hour, kind of made sure that you all were ready for this. He's an inventor and founder of Eco World Group, LLC. Ray, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. I read a little bit about your story and really just want the listeners to learn more about you, what's happened, how maybe some of them listening, if they find themselves in a similar situation, you know, how do they protect themselves? So I guess, first off, tell us your story.
My story is grew up down here in Florida running around on the water, had a love for the water, got into the chemical business and found a chemical that could help the waters down here, kind of put two and two together, and ended up as an inventor that invented some fertilizer efficiency products that help reduce red tide nitrogen runoff into the rivers and waterways, and got a patent on it, and then got attacked by big tech, big people, big corporate giants.
Jeez. That basically took your idea, duplicated it, and left you out in the cold. Am I right?
Basically what they did is we were first with the technology. The technology really lowers cost to do this. So what they did is, despite the fact that they were petitioning the United States Patent and Trademark Office for our patents being invalid, they filed 14 patents for the same technologies after us. So we have what's called a priority date, and we have priority over them, and they need to move us to get their patents. So that's the long and short of it.
And yet you still went to court, cost you $1 million,
no,
and your patents were invalidated by the patent judges. Am I right?
Correct. In 2011, there was the American Invents Act put together a tribunal that's called PTAB, the Patent Trials and Appeals Board, and they are in charge of invalidating patents. They do it 84% of the time. They're incentivized to do it.
I'm going to stop you for a second there. Why are they incentivized to do it, Ray?
They get bonuses based on the number of patents that they invalidate.
Why? That makes no sense. Yeah. Why is that? What's the reasoning behind invalidating a patent?
So a lot of this is really driven by the big tech and the corporate giants, mostly big tech, and what they do, Apple, Google, people like that, they have inventions such as just all kinds of technical inventions that, remote door locks and
right,
things like that have been invalidated and stolen by mostly Apple and Google.
Jeez.
So the patent process in 2011 when PTAB was invented was run by Michelle Lee, who came from Google. She hired all of her cronies there to be these patent judges, these administrative judges. And then they invalidated tons and tons of patents, mostly that benefited Google, then went back to work for Google. So it's really a system that is designed for Apple and Google and big tech, and it's just part of the whole control that they have of our lives.
So how does a little guy that's got a really great invention and has built literally quote unquote a better mousetrap, how do you bring it to market and get ahead?
You can if you have very little value. If it becomes valuable, the system is designed, again, it's designed for people like Google and Apple and those folks, but what I call are the remora that kind of use the system, and the people that did it to us were not big tech. It was, big, large, multinational. But the system is just meant to outspend you. On average, it costs about $425,000 to go through one of these supposed trials.
Right.
And there's no jurisdiction. You cannot countersue for infringement or anything like that. you don't get any benefit, you know, by defending it, so the lawyers won't take it on contingency. So it's meant, it's designed for the big corporations and big companies, and mostly big tech, to basically steal patents.
Okay, so what you're telling me, make sure that I'm following this correctly, is there's no incentive, which, by the way, is not what America was built on. There's no incentive for a little guy to come up with a great new idea and then go patent it.
It's terrible.
No, if you look throughout history, it's always been individuals and small inventors who have come up with the solutions to problems that have changed the world, just as in our case, I mean, with red tides and algae blooms and those things. But
by the way, for those of you listening, electricity, AC/DC, were, you know, a couple of things that were patented way back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there's so many inventions that have been done by small inventors, and what this is doing is there's really no incentive for small inventors right now. It's killing a generation of inventors, but it's just killing the American.
Which, by the way, I was going to say, Ray, it also kills the future of America, because this country was built upon the things built on innovation, built upon the things that you just talked about. So if we, you know, in my opinion, if we kill that, we're killing off, you know, future economy as far as that goes. What's, you know, I guess, what's the fix here? I mean, what needs to happen to get this handled?
Well, I think, number one, people have to understand the effect that it has on their lives, because, you know, these things, people don't realize the effect it has. You know, can things, disruptive technologies that lower costs are not going to happen now because, you know, people are going to stop inventing. But if I may, this PTAB process that we're going through is just a small part of the problem. Right now, there's a case in front of the Supreme Court. And you remember I told you, you know, I talked a little bit about these PTAB administrative judges?
Yes.
Okay. These judges are assigned by the director of the patent office.
Okay.
And the lower courts have ruled in the case of Arthrex that this is unconstitutional, that it's a violation of the appointments clause. So what they did is they had a small fix, which they basically, long and short of it, they said, well, these guys can now be fired. Of course, no one's been fired, and they won't be fired. But that was an administrative fix. So this is in front of the Supreme Court now, and it will be heard this year, that are these administrative judges so powerful that they can not undergo congressional approval, and that, you know, should they undergo correct congressional approval? So the violation of the appointments clause, the bigger point of that is that if this is ruled on that these people do not violate the appointments clause, is where else is it going to affect? What other agencies, OSHA, FDA, EPA, where the director can say, these people, I assign these people this broad tower, and they can do anything they want, and we have zero representation because our congressmen don't get to ask the question.
Well, you know, Ray, in a simpler form, that happens almost daily across the country when it comes to city councils hiring city managers to make all of the decisions inside of the city. They blame the manager. The fault then is not upon them. It's not a detriment to their next election campaign because they can claim a distance there and it was a city manager's decision. And really, that's what's happening in this particular case as well. These guys do these appointees, if you would. All of the responsibility then goes on them. They feel like they're, you know, basically giving up that responsibility when, in fact, they were the ones responsible for doing it in the first place. But yet it happens all the time.
Mm-mm. Absolutely. But this is being put on steroids and at a federal level.
Wow.
I mean, that's the danger of it.
Yeah. No, it's dangerous on a city level. I can only imagine how dangerous it is on the level you're talking about. So what does Congress and the Senate need to do to fix this?
There's several fixes that They need to make rules. I mean, number one, the AIA, the American Invents Act, was passed by Congress with the caveat that there would be rules made, and there have been no rules made. So they make it up as they go. They've stacked panels. They just do what they do to get their bonuses and to meet the needs of big tech. So what we need to do is we need to make rules, and that part of that is there's a case in California where Apple and Google actually got ruled against in a couple cases that they sued the U.S. government, Director Yankow, because they wanted more of these things invalidated. So it's they get what they want. They're bully on the pulpit, and you know that's kind of how they're approaching it. But the main fix, to directly to your question, the main fix is to make some rules.
Got it.
So we know what we're dealing with.
Okay. Okay, I know there's a, you know, you've got a great cause. There's a way to help support that for folks listening. How do they do that?
Yeah, if you could go to usinventor.org and sign the resolution, the inventor's resolution, you can go to usinventor.org and hear all of our stories. And, you know, I'm not alone in this.
No,
there's,
yeah. No.
Thousands and thousands of inventors with, you know, really, really outstanding inventions that have been stolen or... You know, the worst case is that some of these are stolen and then put on a shelf and never used.
Right, yeah.
Never
yeah, because they would benefit everybody, but it might kill a particular industry in, you know, in having that, you know, released, if you would. And by the way, we've learned about these things. All, I mean, I'm an automotive guy, so there's been tons of things even on the automotive side that have happened exactly like you said, Ray, where something gets invented and it would really change the industry. But because they like doing it the way it is now and they're making money off of it, they keep doing it and they don't even put the new idea into play.
Yeah, well, it's very hard to define a void, and when people don't invent, that's a void. I mean, who knows who could have invented the cure for Alzheimer's or the cure for cancer or
right.
lowered your cornflakes prices, because these people aren't going to invent.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a lost generation of inventors, and China's going to pass us, and it's generally due to the corruption of big tech and then the remora that swim along with the shark.
And by the way, this was there's a movie made, for those of you that may not believe what Ray's saying, there was a movie made about cruise control, or no, sorry, but the delay wipe, the intermittent wipers back in the day that was literally stolen by some of the major car manufacturers back in the day. They did not pay the inventor correctly. Mm-hmm. There was lawsuits that incurred. It took years and years and years for that particular individual to get, you know, coming back to him what was owed. And there's even a movie. I can't remember what the movie is, Ray, but there's a movie about that very thing you're talking about. My point is, this isn't new. This has been going on in this country for a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. And this one is just, it's so far under the radar that, you know, this is as big as Blackwater or Aaron Brockovich's story, PG&E. I venture to say that, you know, if the Appointments Clause goes the wrong direction and the Supreme Court rules, you know, wrongly on this, it can be as big as Roe v. Wade in our country.
Wow.
It's that big.
Wow.
All right. What's the website one more time, Ray?
USinventor.org. Go there, hear our stories, see the videos, and sign our resolution.
Okay. Good stuff. Ray, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much. Good stuff.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. There you go.
Jeez.
Be careful what you invent and how you handle that.
Don't share anything you... I mean, how do you protect yourself? You
know? It's really hard. There is a... Real quick, I'll share a story. Well, I'll tell you, I'll share a story when I come back.
Okay.
About not directly related to me, but how I know some of these things have worked, even on a smaller scale. I'll explain in a moment. Gina's Auto Service coming up next, folks. And as we look out the window, and I think there's even snow now to the west, and we've got a very cold weekend coming. High Sunday of like 7 degrees or something. Something along those lines. So if your vehicle is not in the top working order it should be, you know what? I would get that in and get it handled. You got one day to get that done. That's even going to be tight. But Geno's can help you. And if you have any trouble once the weather comes in, give them a call as well. Geno'sAutoservice.com. Geno's with a J. 303-794-6700.
Start the new year right by taking advantage of Geno's Napa Legend and AAA Premium Battery Sale. Did you know car batteries typically last just 3 to 5 years? There is no reason to get stuck with a bad battery when you can stop in at Geno's for a free battery check. And while you're there, you can take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection. We'll evaluate your vehicle, looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Geno's is also having a sale on genuine Napa starters and alternators. We are big believers in catching problems before they start, which is why we do our best to make your life easier by offering loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't miss a beat this year. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done before Larry's closed. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bulls and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at Geno'sAutoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Hey, I know it's going to be a cold weekend. We got snow coming. Winter is not over in Colorado, folks. And if you're looking for a newer used vehicle, Purefresh Chevrolet is the place to go. You can shop online. There's some great incentives right now, so go check them out. 303-659-8311 in Fort Lupton. Again, shop online, purefreshchevrolet.com.
You know, when I go into Purefoy Chevrolet, they don't give you that feel like they're there to take your money or they only care about the sale. They really, truly seem to care about me, and that means a lot to me. I've had the privilege of going into Purefoy Chevrolet to see Rolly's office. And when you see Rolly Purefoy and his family, and especially his father, because his dad was so involved in this business, you really get a sense of what it means for it to be a family. Then when you see customers come in, you also realize that they treat their customers the same way they would their family members. It was very clear that the customers come back again and again and again. There's kind of this real family feel of they want you to come in, be so pleased that you'll continue to come in and have a pleasant experience, and people that treat you like family, and you can't get better than that. So that really has stuck with me, and I think that's really something unique about Purefoy Chevrolet that means you should go there.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, and conservative mama, by the way, and Dan in Blackhawk joining us next. I'll tell my story in a minute about what I know when it comes to small inventors and so on. But go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, the movie you were talking about was Ford. He went against Ford.
It was against Ford. He actually won the suit against Ford and Chrysler, and it's Flash of Genius is the name of the movie everybody should watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Rachel, I was calling in response to your comments towards the end of last hour with the firing of, she was under Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah, Gina.
Yeah, I didn't know. But anyways, one thing that you forgot to mention is we got social media, but unfortunately social media is trying to swell the conservative voice.
Right.
The other thing that we can do as conservatives is just stop shopping. Kohl's lost my business.
Yeah.
Where's your Kohl's cash, Dan? You're going to lose that now. Come on.
Because, I'm not going to shop at Kohl's.
Yeah.
Goodyear Tire, remember they had an issue there during the campaign.
Okay.
Where they were only going to allow the Black Lives Matter.
I do remember, yes.
So guess what? They are not getting my money anymore.
Yeah.
Because, and they don't realize it. But at the time, and I still have them, unfortunately, I carry two sets of tires for each of my vehicles. I have, how many vehicles do I have? One, two, three, four, five vehicles, plus a fifth wheel that has eight tires that have Goodyear tires on them.
Wow.
So they lost out on selling, I think at the time, we had 8 to 12 tires of Goodyear tires on our vehicles. But guess what? They're not going to. I'm not buying Goodyear anymore.
Yeah, no, right. I think you're to your point, Dan. We as conservatives, we can definitely have a voice when it comes to, our wallet, what we spend money on, what we use, the technology we use, and so on. And if those things are loud enough, and we can make a statement. And you guys know me; I'm not a organized boycott kind of a guy, but I am a guy that says, I'm going to use my wallet where I want to spend my money, and if you're not aligned with me, I'm going to spend it someplace else.
Right.
And the other thing, remember last year, John, was it Gillette that came out with the guy showing his daughter how to shave?
Yeah, that was in the Super Bowl.
Right. So guess what? I'm not buying Gillette products anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
And the thing is, I don't know, another idea I have, John, it's just got ideas all over the place, but I'm not for organized boycotts either, but if there was a way for us, maybe a website or something that just describes what these companies are doing, and then people can go and they can see what's happening, and then they can make a decision themselves.
Right.
If they want to continue to patronize those businesses or not.
Right.
We could do that. And then I've always thought, I don't know how we could do this, but if we banded enough together, and it would take a little bit of money, but if we all banded enough together and bought stocks of these companies, if we got enough of a influence,
you could do that. No, there's right? if you get enough organized conservatives to do some of the things that a lot of the big billionaires do when it comes to, for example, there's a guy by the name of Iken that has really controlled a lot of the automotive industry by not owning a ton. I mean, at times he may only own 3, 5, 7% of a particular company share-wise, but that's enough voting stock that at the end of the day, he has quite a voice. And yes, Dan, I mean, I think you're onto something there. We collectively get enough of those individuals together. Yeah, you could change some companies very easily.
and then it's like, okay, board of directors, you're going to do this, you're fired. And then we're going to fire the CEOs. If you're going to go that direction, you guys are fired and you're out of jobs.
You could actually, Dan, if you had enough control of the company at the next board of directors meetings, if you had enough shares and enough people voting in the right block, you could do that immediately without even giving them a chance. Just bring in new people.
Yep, exactly. New board of directors, new CEO.
That's very easily done. And by the way, that is a concern that most every publicly traded company has, is that somebody will come in
with
enough shares that would upset the apple cart. Yeah. Because it's happened before. Yeah. It happens all the time, actually.
And as many shares as there are out there on some of these companies, if you gain, like you said, if you gain 2 or 3% of the shares on a company, you basically have a controlling interest in
that
company.
That's right.
And off of this whole Gina Carano, she canceled Disney was trending, like, all for, like, 24 hours. Just people were like, we're done with
that. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know Disney did that. So she wasn't, I'm not trying to ruin it, but she wasn't in the last episode. So this must have happened in the last episode.
Well, yeah, some tensions were starting to form when she has made some other statements. Nothing really controversial. Just
right.
Yeah. Just protecting the vote, and she mentioned making sure our votes, matter. And
she was supposed to, from what I could understand, she was going to play a vital role because she was always there at the end of each episode.
Yeah.
She was involved with it.
Mm-hmm. So and supposedly they were going to do a spinoff, and she was going to lead it, but not now. So
I was like, what's going to go on with her? So that's unfortunate. Well, they did that with Tool Time. Who is that?
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Tim Allen, because mm-hmm. he had that show, remember, right before Trump,
mm-hmm.
who was it, a man and two women or three women or something, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And it was popular, but they canceled it because he supported Trump.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Didn't they bring it back, though? Didn't they bring it back?
I don't remember.
But it's not the same.
It wasn't the same, yeah. To his point.
So if they're going to cancel us, we need to just cancel them with our dollars.
Yeah. Well, I have not had Starbucks in years.
Well,
that's my own little protest, just because I like to support local coffee
shops. Last Man Standing was the other one he did.
Last Man Standing, yeah.
Took me a minute to
remember. I don't drink poisoned water, by the way, so.
Okay.
That's what coffee machines, honestly, folks, that's what coffee machines are for, and you don't need to waste your, I'm not a Starbucks boycotter, but I only use it when I absolutely have to, because there's other alternatives.
Well, they came out against the Second Amendment or something. They made some pretty big
statements. So many alternatives to them that you don't have to go there.
Okay. And they're a big corporation. Like, if you really are, like, for the little guy, then you should support the little guy.
Go support a local coffee shop. Yes.
What was funny, though, is remember during the inauguration in 2016, when they had those riots, they were rioting against the Starbucks.
I know.
I was like, you idiots! These are the people that support you, and you're like biting the hand that feeds you. So, anyway, so Rachel, what is your website again, so I can try to get a hold of you?
Oh, I'm Conservative Mama, MOMMA, and I'm
MOMM.
Yeah, I'm all over social media. So.
So if I just type in, try to do a
you'll find
search
it.
For you, I'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
You'll find
and
me,
Is the last name Keen or King, like a king?
E-A-N-E. Yeah.
Keane. K-E-A-N-E.
Okay. And I'm going to leave you with one thing. I like Joe's comments, but you guys know about Cinderella since we're talking about Disney, right?
No.
You what know about her.
What about her?
Well, I know who Cinderella was,
European. She's a European. She loves soccer, so she went out for the soccer team, the women's soccer team in Europe, and they kicked her off the team. You know why?
Why?
She ran away from the ball.
Good one, Dan.
All right. We'll
good one.
Later.
Have a good night, Dan. Thanks so much. We'll come right back, talk to Scott Garlis, figure out what's going on in the markets today. And Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. And as I said earlier, folks, make sure your vehicle's in top working order. We got some cold weather coming, which, by the way, is really hard on vehicles. So if you're somebody that has not done a good job of taking care of a vehicle and it doesn't start, you can call Extreme Auto Repair. They'll tow you in and get you taken care of because they've got a full towing service as well. KLZradio.com or 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't normally let their customers drive loaner vehicles to California, but they do keep their promises. It was right before Thanksgiving, and they had promised a customer he'd have his minivan back in time for his upcoming road trip. But they ran into an unexpected issue and had to order a new part, which wasn't going to arrive in time. He needed to get going, and they still had his car taken apart back in their service bays. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker had a quick discussion to figure out how they could still keep their promise. Fortunately, they happened to have a minivan available as a loaner vehicle at the time, so they decided to tell him to take it on his trip. They didn't charge him for mileage, and they made sure he was fully covered so he didn't need to worry. The team at Extreme Auto Repair will always do what they say. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, we're going to talk to Scott Garlis in a minute about the markets and where things are at and what's happening. And guess what? That's what Al can do for you, is really get you set up and handled so that as you go down the road, you've got some security and the financial planning needed to get where you need to go and then stay there. That's what Al does. KLZradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, Scott Garlis joining us now, Stansberry Research. Scott, how are you today, sir?
John, I'm well. How are you?
I am very well. Getting a little cold here as we head into the weekend, but, you know, it's okay. It's life.
Yeah.
Colorado, you know, it gets cold sometimes.
I'm so ready for March.
It's a ways away.
Once we hit March, then it's like, okay, I can see it.
It's around the corner.
Yeah.
I woke up and there's 6 inches of snow on the ground this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take that.
Scott, where are you at?
Just north of Baltimore. I'm in Lutherville, Maryland.
Oh, you guys are you still getting hit on the East Coast over there?
Yeah, there's another weather.
No one coming, right? Send it our way. We'll take it. Send it our way. All right, so even with all of that going on, which weather, by the way, can affect the markets, it really hasn't lately because the markets are actually doing well. Explain, Scott.
Everybody's working virtually, so they can't shut down.
True. Okay.
Okay.
No, but in all seriousness, the economy is actually, this is one of the things we've been talking about. It's held up a lot better than what the media would have you believe.
Right.
And that continues to be the case. Another company this morning that's construction, housing related, Zillow Group, they put out numbers last night. Great numbers. They blew them away. They got it higher. They're really optimistic about what things are doing. And, one of the things we've discussed is how the housing and construction industry is basically 15 to 18% of economic output on a typical annual basis.
Wow, that's big.
So, yeah.
So what are their predictions along those lines?
Yeah.
And I know for everybody listening, they're always wanting to know basically, where's my house headed? That's not what I'm asking. I'm really asking more generally across the country. And I realize there's always going to be, so people listening, please know this, there's always going to be pockets, no matter how good a market is, Scott, there's always going to be those areas, those pockets, different things that happen that could be effective or could be affected and not be exactly what's going on trend-wise across the country. But in general, what do you see happening real estate-wise as far as trends go?
It's still holding up. I mean, again, I have a friend who goes and does developments for builders, and, that has lead time of 2 years. And he's got a backlog of at least 2 years worth of work.
Okay.
He said he's got contracts coming across his desk nonstop. He is busier than he's ever been. And he built this business with a single backhoe years ago.
Yep.
And he's built it up to a huge business now.
Which, by the way, for everybody listening, if you want to figure out how any economy is doing anywhere across the country, go call one of the local excavators of any local town and find out how busy they are, how long it's going to take them to get out and move dirt on your site, and that'll tell you how things are going in that area.
Yeah, and I've got another friend. He does does industrial fittings for companies. He does it for like cement companies,
okay,
a Pepsi plant. He does stuff for Procter & Gamble. He has had to build another office across state lines in West Virginia because his business is just it's off the charts.
Yep.
And the town where he's been picking up a ton of business with these plants, they're basically like, look, you know, we'd really appreciate it if you'd open an office here so that you could employ more people in our area, not just people coming across state lines. So he did.
Rachel was just saying, why is it doing so well?
Yeah, why is it doing so well?
Which, real quick, to dovetail that, Scott, we've got a local cement plant, you know, not the plant that puts the cement in the truck, but the mortar, you know, the company that's putting the mortars, you know, the blend, the mix out to the cement companies that then put it into the trucks. This particular company that's here locally is a year out on orders for
so
cement.
Why is it doing so? Why is everything doing so well in the market area and building building department?
There's just demand for all these things. I mean, one of the big things, back in March when everything looked like it was going to fall apart and people were worried about the economy, the Fed stepped in to make sure the financial system had a lot of liquidity. So they put a lot of money out there for banks to make sure their balance sheets were in good shape and to make sure they kept lending to people so the economy didn't shut down. So they went to businesses and they cut interest rates basically to zero and they left them there. So what you're seeing is a refi boom. What you're also seeing is you're seeing all these people that were fence sitters on whether or not they wanted to buy a house and whether or not it was affordable. When you saw interest rates drop by an entire percentage point, that starts making those people that much more interested in a house. And then on top of that, what you have with these coronavirus restrictions is people that were penned up in apartments in the big cities like New York, you know, you're stuck in a 900-square-foot apartment. You're afraid to go out at night. My wife has talked to friends who live in New York, and they say there are businesses that reopen there, and they get robbed right away, and they have to shut back down. You're not seeing the reports about how lawless some parts.
Yeah, no, you're right, Scott, and you're to your point. You're going to see more and more people fleeing from those areas. So I think what you're saying is we're seeing a influx and an increase in a lot of the suburban areas and even small town USA, and there's lots of building and things going on there, yet we're going to see a huge decline
in the
big cities. Yeah.
Bingo. And so what it's doing, and like the home builders are seeing incredible demand because, and like all these cement plants, they have to put out the cement to pour the foundations for new homes. And so what's happening is the available supply of houses, it had dropped down to like 3 months, which was the lowest on record since they started keeping records back in the early 60s. It tied like the early 2000s. And so that number has come back a little bit, but it's only about 4 months. And it's picking back up because builders are cranking out new homes. But the supply of homes is having a hard time keeping up with demand. So, again, that is really helping drive the economy when you've seen businesses like restaurants aren't doing all that well, but they're actually – you know, the guys I know that are in the restaurant business that are still active, their takeout business is crazy. My neighbor, he sells these takeout beers. They're called growlers. Yeah. And he said the growler business is off the charts.
Yeah. So for the building side of stuff, so would you advise people to invest if they're playing around in the stock market in some kind of cement stock? Because I'm looking at it. There is cement stock here.
Oh, yeah. CEMEX
and
others.
Look at all this.
Yeah, there's plenty of companies out there that do that, yes.
Okay. Think it'll continue to do well?
Well, if they, real quick, Scott, not to jump on you, but if Biden gets his infrastructure plan passed.
Cement's going to skyrocket.
And asphalt both, yes.
Okay.
Bingo. And right, and he's talking about trying to get $2 trillion worth of...
And by the way, Scott, that also would include, you know, companies like, you know, Case and Caterpillar and Bobcat and, you know, people that make paving machines and on down the line we go.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, like for home builders in particular, so what I would suggest is you don't have the time to research one specific company or be certain that you like one company. You can look at ETFs, like the home builder ETF that is a great one, is the XHB. And basically what that does is instead of putting all your eggs in one basket and maybe picking the wrong company in the right space, by buying the ETF, this is the S&P home builder ETF, you're getting exposure to a lot of different companies in that space. So your returns may not be as great if you pick the one right stock, but you're also not stuck. Like if you have one bad one, but you have 10 good ones,
right?
You're going to be doing better because you have your exposure is spread out all over the place. Now, in terms of like industrial ETFs, off the top of my head, you know, I would look at something like the iShares U.S. Industrials ETF. That's the IYK. That gives you exposure to a lot of boom. You know, in terms of construction materials, if you give me a second, I can look one up for you really quickly. But again, things like that are going to be the best way to invest. You know, and some other things, let's see, well, I don't see any in the U.S. They're all European, and I just, you know, I don't want to tell you to buy.
No, no, you're fine. ETF. No, and right. By the way, this folks listening, this is where Scott and what he does comes in handy. And Scott, yeah. Real quick, just give your website out so folks can go there and learn more.
Sure. It's StansberryInvestor.com. You can go there. You can sign up for all the free stuff we have. Again, we're there to help the little guy. But so what you have is, again, we talked about this last week. You know, the Democrats are going to pass a stimulus bill,
right,
whether Republicans
right.
want to or not.
Right.
So, you know, again, politics can be an emotional thing, but we need to remember when we're investing our money, we need to cut the emotion out of it. And we
right.
need to think about, you know, what's going to happen and how can we benefit and use that to our advantage. And you also touched on this earlier. You know, another stimulus bill coming in the fall, probably around infrastructure, and that's another $2 trillion. So again, more money coming out there. Oil is going to benefit from all of this as economic activity picks up. You know, and you got to think about this too with oil. What we've talked about this in the past with, you know, shutting down the
Keystone Pipeline. Right.
So what that limits is future supply, and so if future supply is limited, that's going to drive prices up. That'll help oil prices if you're an oil driller, because it will get it back to the point where it might make it more profitable for you to drill again if your business has been, say, shut down because oil prices went too low. And then there's another really interesting thing out there. Biden recently said he's not going to ease sanctions on Iran. Iran is going to have to stop doing the wrong things if they want. I don't think Iran will.
Yeah.
Do I believe whether or not Biden will ease up on sanctions? You know, at this point, I have to take him at his word.
Okay.
But when I look at that and when I hear that, and this is the way a money manager is going to think about that, the one thing they're going to immediately think is that means Iran's oil supply is not going to be able to get to the market.
Right.
Okay.
And what that means is less oil supply. And when there's less oil supply, that means it's going to cost more to buy oil.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that's going to drive oil prices up even more. So, you know, I really think even though oil prices have picked up, so we're looking at all these inoculations that are being distributed across the country. More people are getting vaccinated for the coronavirus. Johnson & Johnson is about to have a vaccine approved. I'd be surprised if they didn't within the next couple of weeks. They're going to get an emergency use authorization. That's going to mean there's more supply. That means more people vaccinated. That means more economy going back to the way it was. Then you're going to throw fuel on the fire with, you know, the stimulus, and then you have more possibly in the fall. You know, and John, you talked about this before too, that just the sense of real pent up demand out there.
Right.
You know, so you're going to wind up in a situation where you're going to get to a point where enough people are inoculated. And I think, you know, this summer we're really going to start seeing it. Is you're looking at a situation where you could see explosive economic growth. You know, guys, on average, I think Wall Street's around 4.9 to 5% GDP growth for this year, which would be a huge pickup. I've heard Fed governors talking about 6 to 6.5%. That would be a gigantic boom for this economy and for this country. You know, I think we could be setting up for the beginning of a long run here. I think those things were already in place before the election.
I agree.
And now they're just starting to play out.
I agree.
And so all this stimulus is just going to get it going that much more. And I think oil is going to be a huge beneficiary.
Yep.
I think if you look at something like the OIS, which is Oil Services ETF, or the XLE, that's another, I can't remember exactly which ETF, but that's another oil ETF. Those are good ways to get exposure to that run.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Scott, again, how do folks find you?
StansberryInvestor.com.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Scott, I enjoy it. Appreciate it. So much, sir. I really do. Thank you for joining
us. Thanks, Scott.
Guys, thanks for your time.
You bet. Have a great evening, Scott. Really, really appreciate it. Flesh and Beck is up next, folks. If you've been involved in an accident and you're not getting what you need out of the other side, the insurance company, whatever it happens to be, give Kevin a call today, 303-806-8886, or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, has a unique background that makes him a more effective advocate for you. He handles both criminal and civil cases. Most attorneys only do one or the other, but Kevin has almost 25 years of experience on both sides, which means he has more practice in the courtroom. Most personal injury attorneys will say they have experience in court, but since only about 10% of personal injury cases actually go to trial, those attorneys only appear in court once or twice a year. Because Kevin also takes criminal cases, he appears in court constantly. Kevin has a rare ability to present an argument that only comes from years of experience learning how to read a courtroom. KLZ's personal injury attorney continues to practice both civil and criminal defense because he believes the courtroom keeps him nimble. Trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886.
Novus Auto Glass, folks, see clearly, and as we get into these cold temperatures this weekend, if you've got a little pit or a crack that could easily spread, I would get that fixed prior. You're almost running out of time, though, so get that done quickly. Novus works with all of your insurance companies as well. So if you've got any kind of glass insurance, they'll take care of it, and if not, they'll still work with you. It's really simple. Find a location near you. It's N-O-V-U-S. Go to rushtoreason.com and just click on the Novus link.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
All right, Franktown Firearms, exercise that Second Amendment right. I say it all the time, and Franktown is the place to go. They'll sell you the weapon, teach you how to use it, give you the ammo, all the accessories, you name it, one-stop shopping. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Learn how to shoot with confidence at Franktown Firearms. Head trainer Karen Murray goes above and beyond Colorado state requirements in every course, from basic to advanced to tactical, providing practical training for real-world scenarios. Although the state of Colorado does not require lane time for CCW courses, you will shoot on the range during every class at Franktown because Karen believes your defensive shooting skills require practice. Classes are always small enough that everyone gets the instruction they need. For both members and non-members, the price of your class includes gun rentals, and the team at Franktown Firearms always keeps ammo in stock for you to purchase. Bring your own gun or rent one for no extra charge so you can try before you buy. Members receive a discount on all classes. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a membership today at klzradio.com/franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee, plus your first month free.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Rachel Keene, Conservative Mama Lynn in Castle Rock with us next. Lynn, welcome. Hello, Lynn.
Oh, hi. I just wanted to say some of the disappointment. You know, even after the vaccines, my husband and I own a small insurance company, and we're going to let all our employees work from home permanently, and we're going to still mandate masks and social distancing within the office even after COVID, because I think that'll help with flu season, and just going forward, I think we've learned some pretty good habits, don't you?
I'm not on that bandwagon, no. I have a company, and I will tell you right now, Lynn, as soon as we can get out of masks completely, my guys will not have any mask on anywhere, any way, shape, or form, because frankly, I hate them. I don't think they're good for business. In your environment, I know it doesn't make any difference, but when you get into the retail environment, you do not get people shopping. What I mean by shopping is looking around, buying additional things. You have buyers in the market wearing masks. You do not have shoppers, so I'm one that I don't think they help the economy at all.
Well, we won't support companies who don't have social distancing and masks after this.
Oh. Well, I'm all about...
And by the way, your choice, that's not mine, though.
It's about freedom of choice for me, and I don't think that one individual can tell.
But it's about the public health and the greater good.
Do you know
the
size of the virus, Lynn? Do you know the size of the virus and the size that you're...
I think size is relative. Do you know how big our cells are and how many you have in your body? Do you know how the protein spikes
The science alone, Lynn, says that mask that you're putting on your face is completely useless.
Well, we should be wearing two.
No. So just why not put 10 on your face, Lynn?
Well, why not put a bubble on your head?
Well, we
because,
should
No. Let's answer this question, Lynn. Because if two is better, then three is better, right? And if you really care about people, then Lynn, then you should put four on your face. And if you really want to stop this virus, then you should put five masks on your face because five is better than four, correct?
Well, you should have goggles and gloves on as well.
Right. We should just live in bubbles, Lynn.
Real quick, Lynn, by the way, what you just said is correct, but that's outlandish to ask the general public to do what you just said.
For a virus that's not deadly.
And again, I am one, Lynn, that says we need to get our immune systems to the point where we can defend this on our own without all of those ancillary devices that you and others think we need. I am one that says we don't. I want to do this organically and let my body fight it.
Yes.
I don't want the additional tools to fight it. Nor do I want us as a society to have to rely on those additional tools. I'm all for public health and safety, Lynn. I don't want anybody to die, suffer, I've got enough illness going on in my own family right now. I understand how all that works. I don't want anyone to suffer, but I also want us to be a free society to make choices like you and your husband are going to make, by the way. That's fine if you want to make that choice. That's not my choice, though.
Right. And then employees could choose not to work for Lynn. Because of
correct.
What she's
yeah,
telling
if, yeah,
them.
Yeah, exactly. Lynn, if you require masks in your office and you have folks down the road that decide they want to go work someplace else that doesn't require it, or because you do and there's people out there that want to work for someone like you, great, let's let the free market decide.
Yeah.
But I don't want it mandated.
No.
Well, God bless you guys.
Thank you very much, Lynn. I do appreciate the phone call. And I want choice.
Yes.
I don't want mandated.
Yes.
And if there's people out there listening that you feel like Lynn, you know what? I love you. Great. More power to you. Knock your socks off. But that's not me. That's not how I want to shop. It's not how I want to live life. And, I want to be free.
Yeah. I think what I just get fed up with, I get really upset when other people want to tell you what you can and cannot do.
Correct.
And I've had enough of it. I've seen too much of it. I'm not going to tell you what to do. If you want to wear seven masks on your face, then do it.
Well, it's just like if it's 6 degrees out and you want to wear shorts, more power to you.
I'm
going to be bundled up.
I'm not going to go scream at the guy wearing shorts and say, put your shorts on.
Right.
You don't wear shorts if you want to wear shorts.
All right, Ascent Health Center. Speaking of health, Dr. Julie would love to help you boost your immune system. Get yourself where you need to be, like I said a moment ago, when it comes to defending this on your own without ancillary devices. That's what Ascent Health Center can do for you. 303-343-8800. Call Dr. Julie today or go to ascenthealthcenter.com.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy. But you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight.
Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
All right. Lionel, I apologize. You're going to have to call tomorrow. I'm out of time. We're literally got 2 seconds left. Rachel, thank you for joining us today.
Awesome.
As always, I appreciate it very much. Charlie Grimes, our engineer. We'll be back tomorrow. Movies, by the way, with Andy Pate and Richard Rush, movie rental reviews, will be characters that are paranoid.
Oh, nice.
Because of where we're at today. So we'll see you tomorrow, guys. Have a great evening. If you missed the first hour, catch it next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.